Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Dig out your tie-dyed t-shirts. The Broadway revival of Hair has arrived at the Colonial Theater. It's the fourth production in the area this month to be directed by Diane Paulus, artistic director of the American Repertory Theater. And the previous head of the ART, Rob Orchard, has also brought four high-profile events to Arts Emerson recently, including F. Murray Abraham and The Merchant of Venice. WBUR Critic-at-Large Ed Siegel joins us now to talk about this explosion of theater in the Boston area. Good morning, Ed.
Hi, Bob.
And we hope it's all good theater, but that's what we're going to find out in the next few minutes. Quite a lot going on. Why don't we start with Hair?
Right on, brother.
Go for it, baby.
Well, it really does live up to its glowing reviews. You know, Diane Paulus, since she's come here, has been kind of a lightning rod of criticism. She's been accused of everything from dumbing down the ART to abusing her children by bringing them to see Hair with its frontal nudity and its risque language and all that. I think both are kind of silly criticisms. But one thing that you can't accuse her of is being boring. The energy level that she's brought to the area is quite extraordinary. It's symbolized by the title number we're about to hear. Now, at this point, you have to imagine the cast members who are roaming through the aisles, playing with the hair of whatever audience members they come across.
Who's ever in reach. Not that I have this problem, but I guess you weren't a candidate.
No, I'm afraid that the 60s generation is now known for its lack of hair. But one of the beautiful cast members did fondle my Beatles tie and ask me to dance, which, no fool I got up and did.
Ooh, for the want of a camera, for the want of a camera. Well, beyond your dancing, how's the play hold up?
Yeah, better than that. You wouldn't want to see that, really. But you do want to see Hair. I mean, it never really feels like a nostalgia piece. And I think that's really Paulus's great talent in this, is that she takes the people and the issues that they raise seriously in terms of matters of war and conscience. Those are themes that run through a lot of her work at ART, and you see them now in Hair, too. And so it's quite smart as well as a lot of fun.
So see it.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Diane Paulus's arrival at the ART meant that Rob Orchard, who had been there from the company's inception, moved over to run the fledgling organization Arts Emerson. How's he doing? How's that doing?
Well, it's been such a great addition to Boston. One great international company after another has come downtown. You know, at a time when the other downtown theaters are doing very little except hit musicals like Hair, if you miss the old ART aesthetic, there's plenty of it going on at Arts Emerson under Orchard.
You know, F. Murray Abraham is in town now as Shylock in The Merchant of Venice. I met him in the elevator here at WBUR a few weeks ago. How's the play?
It is just phenomenal. You know, I saw a production of Merchant of Venice and Lennox by Shakespeare and Company, and I didn't think that would ever be top. But this one is one of the best Shakespeare productions I've ever seen.
Wow, that good. What makes it so good?
Well, first of all, we should say it's in modern dress. There are computers and cell phones, and people are drinking Starbucks, and there's even a hip-hop anti-Semite, and all these things. You know, they can often be a sign of desperation in the production, but here, Darko Trezniak, the director, and the Theater for a New Audience make the Shakespearean dialect as crisp and clear as if it had been written today. If you're going to try to get a Shakespeare phobe, and there are a lot of you out there, if you wanted to convince them of his greatness, this is the one to take them to.
With its Elizabethan anti-Semitism, does it succeed in making people uncomfortable?
Well, not in that regard. You know, the historical way of playing it was to make Shylock, the moneylender, a buffoon. But in more recent times, I think that they've made him more sinned against than sinning. And here, the quality of mercy that Portia says is missing in him is missing even more in the Christian accusers. Here's a sample of Abraham Shylock.
He hath disgraced me. And what is his reason?
I am a Jew. Yet not a Jew eyes, yet not a Jew hands. Organs, dimensions, senses.
revenge.
And, you know, Bob, Shakespeare wasn't free of the anti-Semitism of his time, but I think that his great genius was to be able to portray characters who were neither all good nor all evil. And this Merchant of Venice gets all that ambiguity in all its glory here.
Well, it's quite a range of theater on stage in the Boston area right now, Ed.
Yeah, it sure is.
And thank you very much for bringing it to our attention.
My pleasure.
And let's go out right now with a little more of what's in short supply here in this studio, Hair. Hair at the Colonial Theater and The Merchant of Venice at the Cutler Majestic both run through this Sunday. Critic at large and child of the 60s, Ed Siegel reviews theater and the arts for WBUR.